It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Last night was a big night for Governor Gina Raimondo. She delivered her very first State of the State address and handed her budget to lawmakers. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay is here to brief us on some of the details of her spending plan. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Let's start with the bad news. There's a $190 million deficit to close. So where does Raimondo plan to make cuts?
Well, the major cuts are in two areas. Medical care to the poor is the biggest one. It's the program called Medicaid. It's a program financed jointly by state and federal governments. And what it does is, for the poor and the elderly, it helps folks who are in nursing homes, helps people who can't afford health care or traditional health insurance. That's a big, big cut there. And some of it, a large part of it, we don't even really know about. The other large cut is she wants $22 million in concessions from state employees, either in pay or benefit concessions. But she plans to save $22 million in this year just in that program.
And she says she herself will take a 5% pay cut.
Yes, that's correct.
There's also some good news in this budget, Scott. Public schools and colleges and universities will all see a boost in funding.
Yes, she did say she wanted to have a better educated state. And I think that workforce training, there is more money in there. This continues a pattern, actually, that started under Governor Chafee, of restoring money both for the K-12 system and for public higher education. Both of these were subjected to fairly large cuts under former Governor Don Cachiri.
And Gina Raimondo has proposed putting roughly $20 million into a brand new school construction authority, and she touted this as a way to create new construction jobs.
It's probably a step in the right direction, given the crumbling nature of school buildings from Block Island to Burrillville. I mean, everyone talks about some of our schools and leaky roofs and the fact that infrastructure work hasn't been done in many, many years, sometimes in decades, on some of these schools.
So Raimondo is looking, for one thing, to focus on education to create a better skilled workforce. What else did she put in her budget to try to improve the economy?
Well, there's a bunch of little things, almost like pilot programs. One thing she wants to do is, you know, expand a program that's out there with CCRI, trying to train workers for the jobs that are out there. They do this now at Electric Boat. I think she's looking at expanding that. She's looking at focusing the state's resources better on advertising to draw more tourists to the state. She's going to take some money that's currently spent on local tourism boards like Newport, the Providence Warwick Convention Board, the Blackstone Valley Tourism Council, and she wants to take that money, make it more centralized, and put it into an effort to draw more tourists to Rhode Island.
Now, Scott McKay, Gina Raimondo says there are no broad-based tax changes in this budget, but she did put a couple tax proposals on the table. One would cut the energy tax for businesses. Another would add a tax on high-end vacation homes.
Well, I think the energy tax on business is something that they don't like. Manufacturers in particular don't like that energy surcharge. I think, though, that it's not a long-term solution. I think the state needs to look at the sources of energy and perhaps go back to looking at purchasing more Canadian hydropower. The other one, a lot of us in the press, the WAGs, are labeling the Taylor Swift tax. What this does is it increases taxes on second homes that have an assessed value of $1 million or more. So that's a small slice of the people who come to Rhode Island in the summer. It's a 2.5% property tax surcharge. It'll raise about $12 million. Most of these folks can probably afford it, although they might grouse about it.
How would you characterize the overall tone that Governor Raimondo set with her State of the State address?
You know, it reminded me a lot of a campaign speech. A lot of cheerleading. It was very optimistic. I think she painted a picture of a Rhode Island in dire doom and gloom trouble. But we're going to climb up that hill together. And it was conciliatory to the legislature. She didn't get a lot of wild applause. It was polite applause all the way through, and I think some of them are still smarting over those remarks she made in Washington at the National Governors Conference, saying that they're basically corrupt people who do things in the middle of the night and things like that. So I think she tried to hand an olive branch out, saying we need to work together to make Rhode Island a better place and a more prosperous place.
Her demeanor was pretty calm and relaxed, but I noticed that she did take quite a few moments to sort of make a plea to lawmakers to work with her on this budget.
Well, I think she understands that that's what you have to do. We know the system in Rhode Island. The governor does not have as much power over the budget as in many other states. The most glaring example of this, of course, is governors in Rhode Island do not have a line item veto. When the legislature kicks the budget back to her, she has to say yes or no to the whole thing or negotiate with them over different aspects of the budget.
Was there anything, Scott McKay, that surprised you in this budget?
There were a couple of things that surprised me. First of all, and I think there's going to be some pushback on this from small business, the cuts in Medicaid are one thing. And you know the nursing home industry and the hospital industry there have good lobbyists. They're going to line up. They're not going to be happy about this. The other thing I think small business might push back on, there might be some blowback, will be this 4% tax on health insurance premiums for individuals who buy health insurance and for small business, people with 50 employees or less.
I believe it's 1% for the small businesses,
and
the tax.
It would finance HealthSource Rhode Island, which, of course, is the Obamacare website. Rhode Island has had one of the best Obamacare elements in the country and has done very, very well enrolling people, 31,000 Rhode Islanders across the state. And I think you're going to maybe see some blowback, particularly from the urban areas. I wonder how Mayor Jorge Alorza in Providence is going to feel about this $5 million cut in the payments in lieu of taxes, the so-called pilot program. As we know, he's got a budget that's even in tougher shape than the state's in many ways.
Well, we'll be watching that. We'll be watching what lawmakers do with the spending plan. Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth.